Gilbert Block, that broker for Payne Weber Stock Company, did with my one of my campers, and I could mention a number of others. Lorimer.
Put the tape on. I did.
Can and others that I had that are big successful businessmen. We had 100 acres there on the Slippery Rock Creek, and we would play baseball with competition, other camps in the area, including the Greenlee House. I think that was the name of one camp in the area, competitor. And started in the country camping business about in the mid-30s, and continued to live in the mountains till about 1985, when I moved to Pittsburgh. I was also a water diviner there. Here's my water divine. You take a certain type of tree and you hold it very tightly, and when the front part of it would stoop down as if being drawn by some mineral, that is where you would find water.
Did that really work?
Yes, and oftentimes it did, and some of them believe in this strongly, but I never really had to, because I drilled for water where I wanted to, forgetting about the device rod. But this is what they call a water rod, a kind of a V-shaped. And surprisingly, as tight as you hold it, it would draw itself down. And that's where they... And some of them, there were many articles written about this, and some of the boys up there are strong. There was a Dr. Huber, a very good friend of mine, who lived next to Bear Rocks, which is a 1,200-acre country property I had in on Bear Rocks Road and Route 31, the road leading to Somerset. And there we surveyed it all and had, and then eventually I sold it to a group that sold Florida properties, and they developed into quite a large, successful Bear Rocks colony, and it now has close to 300 homes there. Interestingly, when I moved to Bullskin Township, there were about the tax for the whole township was $17,000. When I left Bear Rocks, the construction, the development of the area brought in $300,000 in taxes. Country Ventures, related to my work in locating cutover timberlands for church camps, and I happen to be instrumental in developing about a half dozen church camps, which included Seventh-day Adventist camp souls, and financed by the Mr. Souls who had invented the zipper, Pennsylvania Baptist, and several others. I engineered and planned about a dozen lakes up in the mountains, including the one at Bear Rocks, which is 8 acres in size. I also had the only log cabin in the one of the few log cabins in the Ligonier area, which was built about 250 years ago. It eventually was destroyed by fire. I do think caused by arson. Everything was destroyed except the outer walls, which were 12 inches in thickness. After purchasing the mansion near Carmel, the Linden Hall in Carmelsville, which was sold to the steel union, I ended my mountain career by selling Bear Rocks and moved to Pittsburgh. And I think it's about, oh, by the way, here.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You have a photograph for us?
I didn't. Here's some of my cards. Here's one little picture of me when I had hair.
Oh.
Let's see.
Nice picture. Yeah.
When was this? About what year?
That's a good question. I would say about...
Oh, were you in your 50s?
Yes, I would say about 50 years old, about 40 years ago. That would be today's 90, about 1950.
Okay.
I didn't give much thought to this, but I would, if I, find a circular, I'll maybe send it to one of you.
Fine.
If you want to give me name and address, and I'll
send it. I can even pick it up.
It's a circular where I have a double page, shows the cabin, the boys, and the bridge. I had some sad experiences. The big storm took all my canoes.
Aww.
Then I got my Husky counselors, and we went down the stream, and we got them all back. Well, they kept them there. And then the second time, a big flood took away my 200-foot dining hall. They just took the bridge and everything down.
You couldn't go back and retrieve that.
No, I couldn't. I lost the 200-foot dining hall, and I lost the bridge. There was a bridge across a Little Rock Creek, which was about 50 feet in length, and I lost the bridge, and I lost the... the dining hall with all the chairs and everything in it. And I had some sad experiences.
How many years did you own this house?
I beg your pardon?
How many years have you lived in this house?
Lived in this house of 1980. I bought this house, 1972.
21 years.
And then I remodeled the house. It was three little rooms, isn't it? Mm-hmm. One room there's a powder room right on the other side of that cabin that is, what you just please do. And I took about that wall, took this wall, put the, there was a wall here in the
it's
kitchen.
Nice, it makes it
and yeah. This lumber is what I got from the country. Chestnut became lumber that the worms started to eat up in the country. There are no more chestnut trees in the country. Some of mine are growing back, but all this is chestnut from the country. That piece of wood is there from the countertop is a piece of chestnut. It all had those little holes in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the...
See, the chestnut looks like I never knew what chestnut
looked like. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like oak, but it's a little bit smaller gray.
That's right. And there's a William McVeigh, an eye doctor here in Pittsburgh is supposed to have an outstanding reputation. Did you ever hear of Tybee Goldstock? Anyway, she traveled all around the world, had eye trouble. She found that in her backyard, she lived in one of the apartment buildings right near 5th and Craig, where William Howard Hagen.
Did she used to live off of Wilkins Avenue or Beeler Street?
Who did?
Mrs. Goldstock. I know who she is.
Sam Goldstock, an attorney.
Yeah, I know her.
And
she's still raving and rearing to
go. Yeah, she is. But she speaks of this William Howard Hagen, William McVeigh. The only reason I mention him is because timbers are getting to be so valuable in the mountains, timber land and timber, and especially chestnut trees and chestnut paneling. And when he examines me, he takes him 10 minutes to examine me and 25 minutes to talk about trees. He believes that the trees, that the bark and other parts of a tree have medicinal value, similar to the ginseng that they find in the roots of a tree. You see that boys would often come up and dig out the roots of these big oak trees. And that's where the ginseng was. So he believes in trees, and he talks about them, and there were some certain articles written about that. So I followed that a little bit. Then the one thing about trees, there's a book that I would recommend that you gals read if you want to know history. The title of this book is The Government Racket, Washington Waste from A to Z, by Martin Gross. It's the most startling book about waste in our government circle. Nobody's trying to reduce the debt, but the debt that this man speaks of is such where there's a senator or a congressman that has an office and has a secretary, has a chauffeur, has a garage, and they even speak of the libraries that all the ex-presidents are building, but the government has to maintain that library for the rest of the ever. But I just want to mention, I mentioned that because they asked me when I was up in the mountains to sign up for the farm program, and all I had to do was sign that I was not growing anything, and I would be on the payroll. I'd still be on the payroll now, but I was too busy and I was too involved and I didn't know what to do and how to do it exactly. So I passed it up, but I would have got paid for not growing. I never did grow anything anyway. It was out of my department. And there's so much waste in the circle. There's
That's
four men
sure.
where they have 400 men and the manager and above the manager. So you girls read that book and write about that. That's a hell of a lot more. Excuse me, ever swear that machine, please shut up, but that's a lot more important than what I have to report to you, which I regret if I didn't make it more interesting. But there's so many things about country that I could speak of more than I can about the city almost. Because
well, that's good, because most people you talk to know about the city, and you know,
yeah, I can
talk to many people who have lived in the country all those years.
The country is ruled by themselves. If a mountaineer, if a tax man comes in and says, you got to take this time, you're not obeying regulations, why, he'll shoot them. He'll throw them off the ground. Now, I had, in my property, I had a steel. I had a liquor steel. They'd come up and they'd close it, and then it'd start up again, and they'd close it again. They'd get so much for closing this liquor, this. You know, we had pure water springs, and they would. How they made liquor up there, I really don't know altogether, but they made liquor and they would close them up, and they'd get so much money, these inspectors, you get so much money for every steal that they stopped, but they would go away and they'd open up the next day again. I had several on my property, and then I sold one property to the Irene Kaufman Settlement for a camp. And then I resold it for him.
Is that the one in Harmony, PA? Emma Kaufman Camp, is that the one you sold to them in Harmony, PA?
Yeah. Harmony.
Near Zillian Opal.
Oh, no, that's the one they had. That was the Kaufman Camp.
Yeah.
Mine was near Donegal. Mine was near country area near Ligonier, near Donegal, near the Turnpike, and then I sold it to the Monsoors, Doctors Monsoor.
Uh-huh.
I made the $30,000 profit on that, so it took $57,000 and sold it for $90,000.
Well, thank you very much. It's been very nice meeting you.
Yeah, it's too bad I didn't serve you tea and cake. I don't.